8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Let me see, what's today? Today's Tuesday. See, talk about focus, which is the topic of today. Today is Tuesday, so I think that it's the 30th, and so tomorrow we have one more day of January. So I was going to say the last day of January, but that would have been incorrect. So good morning. My name is Karen Stacy, and you are tuned into WTF. Let's talk with Karen and Danielle. I am waiting for Danielle to join us. Today's topic is actually, I can't remember what it was. Now, it's how do you, remain focused? How do you focus when life gets in the way? And so that is our topic of the day. I want to say thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to the show on the replay on any of your favorite podcast platforms, please make sure that you, like and follow. And also, if you want to listen and interact live with us, you can do it right here. It's realtalkwithkarenstacy.podbean.com. And you hit that follow button. This is a free app that you can use, and you can actually add comments down, while we're live. So that's always fun. We love to hear your input. If you have anything to say about our topics or you have suggestions for new topics, that would be awesome. We love it. So Danielle is probably doing 3,000 things right now, and she hasn't jumped on yet. So maybe I should start tap dancing. No, I'm only kidding. Listen, for any of you guys that live in the New York area, please come and visit me. I am up at a place called Franco Martini. It is in Croton on Hudson, which is in Westchester County. And we do live entertainment there, whether it be a DJ or live music and such. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it. So if you are in the New York area, make sure that you drop by and say hello. And let's see, should I start doing a tap dance now? I'm not sure what to do here because I don't have my co-host, but I'm sure she's going to be here any moment. So let's see. So let's talk about how you stay focused. And this is like a funny conversation because here I am not being focused, right? So how do you focus when you have so much going on? And that's a really good question because there's too many things happening at once, and it definitely becomes challenging to remain focused. Okay, so I see Danielle is here now. I have been rambling for 4 minutes, talking to myself.
I'm sorry. I just got a call from the school. My son isn't feeling good. So I was talking to them, and I was like,
oh, no.
Okay,
so you know what? We'll do a quick show today so you can go and get him. Does that work?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. Well, listen, mommy's come first. So can he wait a few minutes, or do we need to reschedule?
No, he said, I told him, I said, Dylan, mommy's getting on her podcast. He's like, okay. He goes, I'm finishing up a test, but can you get me as soon as you can? So that's
all right. So there we go. So now we got to cut to the chase and get straight to the point.
That's it. Today's quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes it's not a bad thing. And you know what? I think that kind of goes with the topic of the day, right? Oh. Is like focus. It's not easy to do because when you have 800 things happening at once, it's not easy to focus. So what would be your, what would be your advice on that actually?
Well, my days go left all the time. So, I have 3 kids and a husband and a sister who lives with me and a dog who wants my attention and a multitude of things that happen at any given time. So when I really need to focus, I print out schedules or I write lists, and I literally prioritize the things that are the most important that need to be done. And I try very hard. If I'm on task, like there are certain things that I'll have to do, and I'll be like, okay, I have to do 10 things today. And I only have maybe 3 hours to do it. I will set timers, believe it or not. And I will give myself, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to give myself 10 minutes to do this. And I will set a timer. And for whatever reasons, that kind of kickstarts me into whatever I have to do. And I will try to see if I can get it done in the 10 minutes that I allotted myself. Or I plan my day, right? So I'm like, okay, I have to go here, 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 I have to go here. And then I'll say, okay, I'll start from the furthest points, and then I'll work my way home, because, you know, I still have to get the kids by 2:30. And then who's got tennis? Who's got the orthodontist? Who's got theater camp? Then I got to do dinner, blah, 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 blah. You know, so I'm all over the place. And then just hope that at no point in the day,
it gets interrupted.
That somebody throws a fucking golden monkey wrench and interrupts my whole flow, which happens, you know. But
yeah, well, look, it perfect, you know, perfect example, right? Like you had to jump on and were ready to be on at 11, and you know, at probably like 10:59, you got the phone call that your son wasn't feeling good, right?
Correct.
So, And so it throws you off, especially like if everybody just was listening, you know, Danielle is a list person. And so when you're kind of regimented like that, and I dare I say anal, you get thrown off when things happen. Good morning, Davidson. Good morning, Orlando. Yeah, so that happens a lot, like, and where, like, there are some people that don't know how to roll with it, right? And so some people just can only focus or can only stay on track when they're following, you know, said list, right? But a timer is a very interesting thing. I actually used to do that with my son. One of his teachers told me about that because, you know, people that have the tendency to dilly-dally, i.e. children, not that most adults aren't the same way, but, you know, if you do, you set a timer, you set a reminder, then you're able to, you know, stay on track. Davidson, my name is Karen Stacy, and Danielle is my co-host there. Danielle, say hello. Hi. So that's who we are. And we are discussing, how do you stay focused when life gets crazy or hectic?
You know, like, and in my 20s, I was able to rattle off, you know, 10 things that I could do and not have to worry about it. You know, as you get older and kids come into play and your husband and life and just, you know, extra school and thing activities, you have no choice. You have to. Siri and Alexa are my best friends. And they keep me very going. And I'm like, oh, set a reminder, set this, put this on my calendar, da da da. And you know, you just realize there is so much that incorporates a day from the minute you wake, right? It's up at 5:30, lunches, get the kids off to school, this, that, come home, and you know, and listen, I'm talking from a woman's perspective, and then you know, work and still come home and take care of the kids and take them to extra school activities and make sure the grocery's done. I do the bulk of the work in the house, right? I pay the bills, I do the groceries, the cleaning, I do the laundry, I, you know, I do the cooking. My husband goes to work and he comes home. God bless him. So, you know, so there's a lot to do. You know, and who has to go here after school, but then who has to come home because they have to be at tennis, and you're trying to pull yourself in a million different directions. And then you know what loses focus? Your relationship with your husband
or your children.
Right. Like I'm there to take my child to tennis, but while she's playing tennis, I'm on my phone making phone calls to whoever I have to make phone calls to, trying to, you know, process any other stuff. So am I really giving her my attention? No, you know, I'm just a figure. Like I'm there.
Distracted. Well, I'm that's there the whole moment. Thing. Right. And that's the thing that definitely, you know, is a, you know, that is the thing that bothers me the most, is that we are distracted. for lack of a better word. And why are we distracted? Because there's too many things to do at one time and we are all overstimulated. So we're distracted because, you know, like I'm trying to have a conversation, let's just say for argument's sake, with my kid. And, you know, he's looking at his phone, my phone rings. And it's like, okay, put the fucking phone down and like, let's talk for a minute, you know? So he'll come home from, so like, I'm a big like advocator of, we all sit down and eat dinner together, right? Now there isn't all, it's just me and my son at this point. But when my husband was alive, you know, that was a thing. And when he grew up, they didn't all sit down at the table together. Like his mother would cook, leave the food on the stove, and whoever came home when ate, and she would sit on the couch and she would eat dinner and or whatever, and then whoever else ate and ate. And I was raised differently, where we all sat down and ate dinner together. Now my family had a business and we worked and we didn't come home. We were sitting down for dinner at 9 o'clock at night. So, but we still all sat down, and we did not have a TV in the living room. We never had a TV in the living room because my father said, you don't watch TV in the living room. You live in the living room, right? And you have to interact and speak and talk to your family or whatever. So that got lost in a big way because we don't have the ability to shut down, basically. And that's really, in my opinion, and what I've learned over the past years and trying to heal and go on from things, is that you must shut down. And most people do not know how to shut down and shut out, right? So, I mean, I know I've had this conversation with you a number of times as well, where I'm like, you know what? You need to like unplug that phone, like, or, you know, not unplug, but, you know, shut the phone down, you know, and just don't respond for a few minutes because there's just too much going on at one point, and you can't be there. You can't give your all with things if you're all over the place. And so that's the part that people think. And so what does that mean? It's self-care. It's being selfish. Well, according to others.
And it's true, right? Because if you find yourself in a situation where you're being stretched to, okay, I'll give you a case in point. These last 2 weeks, my daughter's turned 13. I was planning parties. I was doing all of this stuff. And I stretched myself between the holidays and everything. My father's death anniversary is coming. So I'm emotional. And I pulled myself to do all of these things. And I stretched myself so thin. I got and have Nothing been else. So cranky. And I have been so emotional and nasty because I'm exhausted, and I am, you know, between taking care of my kids, my house, my husband, my stuff, and my own mental health, because the day is coming and I'm in my feelings, and I'm trying to do everything to block it all out, right? I did this to myself, trying to block it all out. And so you do more stuff and you do more stuff because you want to keep busy. You want to keep busy. And then you find yourself at your wit's end, because my kids looked at me the other day. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know?
Yeah. Well, because you're pouring from an empty cup.
Right.
So, you know, this is the thing. And it's funny because I just had this conversation with someone the other day, you know, and I say this all the time, and anybody that knows me, anybody that's listened to my show, I always say, you know, my life, I live by this one thing. When we're on an airplane and the cabin pressure changes, right? And the stewardess is telling you if the cabin pressure changes and the masks come down, please put the mask on yourself first before helping others. Now, most of us, especially the nurturers and the givers, will look to put that mask on someone else first, because that's what we do. But the thing is that if you put the mask on someone else first, then you're of no good to anybody because you can't breathe and you're going to die. So if you put the mask on yourself first, think of all the people that you can help. So we are raised a certain way. we have a certain like belief in things, and so we spread ourselves too thin because we want to help, we want to fix. Now again, that's the giver. The taker would grab that mask and put the mask on and look at you like, damn, I you know, you should really put one on and right. not think twice about it, right? But you know, us as a giver, we have to be conscious that we have nothing to give if we have nothing. So, you know, God bless people that haven't been at the depths of, you know, doom, if you will. But I did learn that. And when I lost my husband and I had no idea how to breathe and all I had in me was literally three breaths, I would take two of them and that other breath I had went to my kid. So, you know, you have to know, like you said earlier, you have to prioritize. So if you're not in the right place, you can't put yourself in a place. So in other words, you know, if you are not able to handle your own stuff, you certainly can't handle someone else's. But the funny thing is that isn't it always easier to help someone else than to actually do the work and help yourself?
Yes.
That is always the thing. Yeah. Hi, good morning, Sylvia. Good morning, Lauren. You tell me that all the time. It's so true. I do. I practice what I preach. And when people meet me in real life and they're like, oh my God, you sound just like on your show. I'm like, hello. Yeah. This is real life. And I mean, and Danielle, I've said this to you a number of times as well, haven't I?
Yes. You know, it was like the other day I was, I want to say yelling at my children, but I was yelling at my children and I was stressed out. Right. And again, you know, when you're having a hard time focusing and you feel yourself spread too thin, but you reach for others to help, right? So, but they're children, right? They're 13. They don't want to help. So, you know, I was having a situation and I asked somebody to go get me something. And both of them looked at each other. It was like a Mexican standoff between the both of them. They, no, I'm not doing it. You do it. No, I'm not going to do it. You do it, right? So I lost my mind, right? Because I said to them, you're sitting here fighting with each other. They're twins. You know, it's a pissing match to see who, you know, who has more control over the other one. It's the power struggle, right?
Right.
I said, the only person you're hurting is me. I asked you to do something for me.
Right.
Right. So, you know, and then it has started a thing. Yeah, but I said, listen to me. Okay. What you girls do not understand, if I'm asking you for help, it's because I need your help. Mommy does everything. I do all the things and it's fine. But, what you guys are failing to understand is when you don't help, when I ask for help, and that's for my son, my husband, my daughters, when I ask you for help and you don't help, you're hurting me, right? So I go, let me ask you a question. Your friends, when your friends don't do something and they hurt you, do you want to stay their friends? They're like, no. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I personally sometimes, and I know there are fathers and mothers out there that feel, I personally feel victimized by my family, my kids and my husband. Personally, I do. I am like, you know, I'm like the token jerk in the house and they just abuse me. But I'm also type A personality and I need to control
it. You want it done. Right. So you and I have had this conversation before, right? And I tell you that all the time. So you can't have it both ways.
Right. But. So yes. So because I'm this way, I do stretch myself thin and a lot of it is my fault and I get it. But I have been trying to be better about putting responsibilities on them to ease some of my burden. Yeah, right. Okay. And I am running into a lot of obstacles. Okay, so, but again, I have the conversation. So if somebody is mean to you or so you ask somebody to help you and they don't help you and they do this repeatedly, are you going to continue to be their friend? My daughters are like, well, no, right? I go, okay. So I'm your mom, right? You know, and I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to like run away and leave you and not be your mom anymore. But shit if I don't fucking want to, because, you know, and they just looked at me. I'm like, think about it. If somebody's mean to you and you don't want to be friends with them, I'm obligated to be your mom because I'm your mom. You're hurting my feelings and you're not. So, you know, I try to explain things to them that way in a younger mindset so they can understand that it's just not mommy being like losing her mind, like, do the dishes. But, you know, what I am realizing is not that I can't do it all. I don't want to be responsible to do it all either.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? So again, you know, the topic is, you know, how do you stay focused when all of these things, you know, go on in life, right?
Right.
So it is challenging to do so because you keep getting veered off the path. So now, you know, I've been super busy lately and I have a lot of things going on a personal level as well. And so, like, for instance, my son has a party on Friday, right? And so we talked about it like a couple of weeks ago where my son was like, you know, Ma, we really got to figure out what I'm going to wear. I said, okay. So he has a habit of doing this. Like, he'll tell me, oh, Ma, I need a math notebook. And he tells me, like, in the car. I go, Noah, you know, I'm going to forget that in, you know, by the time we get home. You need to tell me when I'm like sitting down and have the ability to order it for you, because right. I'm not going to remember. Okay. So like the same thing. So now, like yesterday, he says to me, oh yeah, we got to figure out what I'm wearing. I go, it's freaking Monday. Are you kidding me right now? I said, you've been on pretend. Did you look at anything? Because he's so like, he's such a guy. Like he doesn't, you know, he's not picky, but he has his own kind of a style, which is like a non-style. Like, I can't explain it. So he don't like, no, I don't like that. No, I don't like the stitching. No, I don't like that. So I'm like, you know, when he was younger, I would just get him stuff and he never gave me pushback. He always liked what I would get him. Now, yeah. Of course, he's a teenager, like, you know, whatever, right? So now I'm like, all right. So let me get this straight. I go, you're a big boy, right? You could do X, Y, and Z on your own. Yeah, Ma, I don't need you. But get off TikTok and get on freaking Amazon and find a goddamn pair of shoes you like. Find a pair of pants you like. My son has not worn a pair of jeans or actual pants since he's probably 5. He will only wear sweatpants or like cargo, like, you know, like a silky material. He does not, he has never put on a pair of jeans.
My son.
And
either.
I'm like, so what the hell am I supposed to freaking get for you? Like, and now you want to look nice. Well, you can't look nice in sweatpants, you know, or whatever. So you got to either wear your school clothes. So we're going back and forth or whatever. And I said to him, you know, not for nothing. You don't think mommy isn't busy enough? You can't handle looking at stuff. And then you show it to me and then I could help you put it all together. And then God forbid, no, you got to try this on. Oh my God. Ugh, I hate doing it. You better shut up. Drop your freaking drawers and put these on. I don't want to hear it.
And my son does the same thing. Yeah, my son does focus. The same thing.
Mm-hmm. Focus on what you have to do. I am putting this whole party together. How did I manage to do all that? And you can't freaking pick out a pair of freaking shoes. Like, really? You know, and it makes you crazy because how much more are you supposed to do?
So listen, my son this morning put on one Croc and says, and he's standing in front of the shoe bin. I don't know where my
other Croc is. Where's the other one?
It was here last night. I'm like, okay, well, all the shoes are in the bin, Dylan. Well, this one wasn't in the bin. Oh, okay. Well, maybe somebody. And he's
so maybe
just
somebody it. Broke in the middle. There's I tell Noah that maybe someone broke in the middle of the night and took your shoe.
Hey, and he's just stood there. And Paige happened to put her tennis racket on top of the shoe
on
bin.
On top
and it
of it.
Covering, and it was covering the Croc. But he literally sat there for like 2 minutes, just aimlessly staring at this bin, and I said, oh my God, I'm doomed.
I'm fucking, well, you know what I mean? That is your son. You know, he's, you know, and he'll wait because you'll find it, you know, and get it, you know, so it's just, it is funny. And again, it's like, I keep saying it to my kid too. And I say it to everybody. I said this to somebody the other day that's suffering from anxiety. I said, let's think about it this way. And this is an analogy I want anybody listening to remember. Our lives have become too many open windows, meaning if you have your computer and you start looking for something, then you go to something else, then you go. So now you have 10 windows open in the background and you wonder why your computer is so damn slow.
Right.
That's why. So what do you got to do? You got to shut down those windows so that your computer can work. So that's what your brain and your life looks like. So if you have all these things going on, you can't focus on anything because you're all over the place. So right.
What suffers, right? Most of the time, parents will give their energy to their children. So the spouse suffers.
As you should.
And so the spouse suffers and the relationship suffers, which is why a lot of marriages are like, oh, you know, they fall apart.
Right.
Because you're busy and you're tired.
You don't make time for what you're actually being busy for.
Right. So by the time you guys crawl into bed, you're like,
don't
touch me. I'm exhausted.
Right.
But we live in a society now and in a world, both parents have to work for the most part, you know, kids, colleges and stuff like that won't even look at kids that don't have extra activities after school. So you're running the kids around 10 different places. Nobody's eating dinner until 8 o'clock at night. Then you have to clean up. And then there's other household stuff that has to happen. The husband's tired from working all day too. And then before you know it, it's 9 o'clock, you're crawling into bed. And somewhere along the lines, you've lost each other.
Right. And that's exactly what I meant earlier. And that is a focus. And what happens is that most people take for granted what they know is a constant. So like I know for myself, you know, that I am a very loyal person. And most people will take that loyalty for granted. They will fight for a different relationship, but they won't fight for my relationship with them because they know Karen's not going anywhere. Karen wouldn't do that. And so what the reward is for being loyal to someone and being a true blue, you know, there for you is that you are the one, they are the ones that get the least of you. The people that get the most of you are the ones that are so demanding and that you will like let down, if you will, right? So you will give that to them. And so it's like, I remember, you know, when my husband was working and this will ring true to anybody that busts their ass at work, right? So he would bust his ass at work and he knew he was a painter. He knew all the formulas. He knew all the rooms. He knew everything. And so he was expected to do all those things. But then the guy that always came in late, the guy that never got anything done, no one expected him to do anything. So he was allowed to not do anything. And my husband, who was getting paid the same amount of money as this guy, was doing everything.
Yeah.
So this is what happens. And so people take these things for granted. And yes, I always said that when I am fortunate enough to have, a happy, you know, relationship and love and life or whatever the hell you want to call it, that I would never take those things for granted. And it's not easy to do because our focus is not necessarily always in the right place. So we need to focus on the priorities. Unfortunately, there are a lot of them. But the most important priority is you, because without you putting that mask on so that you can breathe and help others, you are no good to anybody else. So for those of you that find that to be selfish, it is not. It is selfless, because that is how you can be a better you. And the better you are, the better you are to others. So, you know, do not lack in focus and do not compromise that. And I mean, I've had this conversation with you, Danielle. I mean, I've had this conversation with a lot of my friends because we are all the same. Like you said, type A personalities, everybody wants things done a certain way. I said it to the person I was talking to the other day. I mean, you know, you could walk in my house and some days it could look like pristine and other days it could look like, you know, the Tasmanian devil, came through it. Right. And you know what? I don't give a shit anymore, because if I have 10, iotas of energy and I use all 10 on cleaning the house, now I'm done. So guess what? Tomorrow I might have 20. So tomorrow I'll clean the house. And that depends. I mean, granted, I'm not, you know, in a pigsty, but at the same token, it's not like I would want to invite anybody over. So priorities and spreading yourself.
Yeah, but listen, I go through this house on a daily basis, and the last week I cleaned it. I mean, top to bottom. I even cleaned the walls. I was getting ready for the girls' parties. I mean, I was up 6 a.m, didn't go to sleep till 10 o'clock at night. And then within 2 days, the house to me looked like a trash can. I was
upside
like,
upside down.
What the fuck? You know, excuse me. I was like, yep. And I looked at the kids. I'm like, really? Like, right. Like, do not watch me like break my behind. Right. I mean, I shampooed the couches, the rugs. I washed the walls. I mean, the house was like perfect. 2 days, right. 2 days upside down.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I only have one other person in this house and the same thing happens. At least you have four other people in there. Actually, more. You have five other people in there.
Five other people in the house.
You know, I mean, so that at least makes a little bit, you know, more sense. But yeah, that's the whole point. So if you're doing it because you want it to be a certain way, that's one thing. But, you know, trying to make everybody happy and losing yourself in the process is a definite no-go. And a lot of us don't realize that. So, you know, focus is everything and we lose focus. So it's like meditating, right? So I listen to meditations, but I don't know that I actually ever go into like this meditative state. Like people talk about like, you know, they feel like they're floating, they're, you know, whatever. And that must be a wonderful feeling. I think maybe I experienced that for like a half a second once, but the whole reason why you meditate is to quiet the mind. Now, you can't quiet the mind when you have all of these windows open, right? Because you're trying to quiet the mind and you're thinking, all right, wait, okay, I got to make sure that oh, I got to go food shopping today. And then I got to call my father and I got to check on this. And you're thinking about all of these things and like you can't focus because
what happens to me when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And that's when you're supposed to. So when you try to meditate, what they tell you is to quiet things. So like if you're laying there and you're like, oh, it's quiet. And then you're like, oh shit, I forgot to freaking lock the door. And you're supposed to like, let that go and start breathing. And then you start breathing and you're like, okay, this feels good. And then you're like, oh, son of a bitch, I got to call the insurance company tomorrow. And you're like, no. And you got to push that out of your mind. And then you're pushing it out of your mind and you're trying to concentrate. And then the phone rings. And then and so that's why you're supposed to meditate, because you're supposed to push all of these thoughts out of your mind. And so if you have to interrupt the thoughts, and a lot of times we don't do that, we get entangled in the thoughts. So, you know, and I believe me, I try to practice what I preach, but I, you know, I know what I'm supposed to do.
I get that. And that's why I do my list, right? Because if I have my list in front of me and I'm like, okay, I'm cleaning or I'm doing this right now. Like, right. I'll be in the middle of, like yesterday, I was starting to clean my room and then of course I got sidetracked. But like if I said, okay, I'm doing this right now, like I'm going to my kitchen, I'm bleaching down my cabinets, I'm doing all the things. And then all of a sudden I'll leave the room for something and then something else right. catches my attention. I stop and I'm like,
right,
wait, that's on my list, but it's not
yep.
the thing to do next. And then
I'm
go
not
back
there
to my
yet.
And I'm like, I'm in my kitchen and I force myself
to stay
in the kitchen
yep. Yep.
before I have, like you said, 10 windows open and nothing completed, you know? And
yes.
then, right. You know, and then go ahead.
And the funny thing is that what we tend to do, right? And I did this, I almost did this today. Tell me that this isn't true. What we tend to do is we have all of these things, we make a list or whatever. And the one thing that is probably the healthiest thing for you to do for you is the one thing that you'll probably omit from the day.
Listen,
like
I clean every room in this house and my bedroom is always upside down. Because it's the place that I love the most, right? It's my little sanctuary, my bedroom. But it's the place yeah. I get to last. Yeah. Always, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is what happens. So it's also working out, for instance, or doing something for
yes,
yourself.
I was supposed
so
to
now
do that at 7:30 this morning. I
thank
still
you.
Been, by the way.
Thank you. And that is my point. So, like, for me, I have a very busy day today where I have to keep myself on focus, right? And so I'm like, all right, let me see. And I got to get a workout in and then I got to do this. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe. All right. So forget it. I won't do the workout because I got to take it, whatever. And then I'm like, I have this like short workout that I do, a 15 minute workout, and it really like kicks your ass. And I said, really, Karen, you can't stop for 15 minutes and do this? I said, no, this is not acceptable. You're doing your workout. Now, did my phone, I was getting text messages, this, that, and the other. No, I can stop for 15 goddamn minutes and work out because that's what I need to do to keep me sane and to keep me, you know, but I push because I don't want to do it. I want to sit on the couch and drink my coffee and make my phone calls and snuggle with the dog and whatever. But you know what? No, get it, get moving and stay focused. So for anybody out there that gets lost in their day, you know, like Danielle was saying, make a list. And you know what? Sometimes don't overwhelm yourself. I mean, Danielle has lists, you know, that go on for, you know, days, right? But if, even if you make just a list, like I was saying to somebody the other day, when you are at your most depleted time, when you're going through something, whether you're suffering from depression, you're suffering from anxiety, you're suffering from loss, what, you know, hardship, whatever the case may be, choose one thing. Just do one thing so that you accomplish one thing in a day. And if you're able to accomplish that one thing and you have a little more in you, then great. But if not, you accomplish the one thing. And I also will say that sometimes you can allow yourself not to. And I know I've said it to you before. You know what? So you were like, you've said to me, well, I got to work out and I got to do this. And I said, listen to me. Your body is telling you no. Listen to your body. Yes, sit on the couch. Don't sit on the couch tomorrow, but sit on the couch today.
I slept until 10:40 in the morning yesterday. Like who the hell I thought I was. And it was great.
That's sometimes you do need to do that. And it's okay. You have to give yourself permission to do so. That is what I mean by self-care. Because you are no good to anyone else if you are not good to yourself.
Right. And so, what happens is if you spread yourself so thin and you're doing everything and you're not getting assistance, not only are you empty, you start to become
resentful.
Yes. Yep. And it poisons. It's completely poisons every relationship around you, because then, you know, you take it out on people, you snip or you snack, and then they're like, what's wrong with you? And unless, and unless you verbalize and you sit back and you say, well, I'm upset because of this. And most of us don't do that, right? We just snip and we snap and we keep
moving. Most of us aren't aware that that's why we're doing that until we stop and think.
Right. Like, shit. Like, I've been doing this. They don't help. They're sitting there watching me. They're all come. Like, I said, I do it, right? Kids come home, they're tired, they go to sleep. The husband comes home, he's tired, they go to sleep. I've been up since 5:30 in the morning. Nobody cares that I'm tired. So, you know, and then if I'm having an extremely aggressive day because I'm trying to do too much at one time and it's 6:30 and I haven't gotten dinner on, what's for dinner, Mom? And everybody's at me, I get nasty. And then they look at me and they're like, what's wrong with you, Mom?
Yeah.
You know? And you have to sit back and you're resentful. You're resentful that the whole house is sleeping. Even the dog is sleeping. Everybody's happy and you're miserable. You're miserable because you still have dinner to cook and then dinner to clean up and everything else. But, you know, it's part of life. But, you know, you don't realize. And then you cause a divide, right? Because then your kids don't want to be bothered with you. You're nasty. They go upstairs to their room. They're like, I don't want to deal with her. And then your husband's like, or your wife is like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, look at this attitude again. And then they go into the other living room or they go somewhere or because they don't want to deal with you.
Yep.
And then you're sitting there by yourself, just stewing.
Right. See, I would wake everybody up in the house. See, I don't have that issue anymore, but I would wake everybody up in the house and I would be like, okay, well, you could do this and you could do that and you could go fuck yourself and I'm out of here. So like I get twisted with that kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, if my son goes a little, you know, whatever, I'll look at him. Like if there's no dinner and I didn't make anything, he won't ask me. Like he'll look at me and he'll be like, are you cooking or should I like make myself something? Because he knows damn well, like, you know, don't even ask me that. I mean, there's always dinner, but you know, on the rare occasion, like I'll say to him, like, I love when I work on the weekends because We have like they make like just awesome pizza, and so like I bring home, you know, if you're at a pizzeria, whatever pizza's left over, they normally will throw it out, you know, unfortunately, you know, if it wasn't sold. So, you know, when you have a 14-year-old at home, there is a garbage disposal, you know, readily available.
And a week.
Right. So yeah. I, you know, so I bring that home and I'll say to him, like, if, you know, I work, you know, or whatever on the Saturday, I go, Sunday, if we don't go out with my dad, I'm like, that's what we're eating today, because I'm not cooking. And he's like, okay, fine with me, you know. But it is, it's a lot of stress, and we put a lot of the stress on ourselves. So I think that, like, the moral of the story is that I've said this to you, I say it to a lot of people, do not put that stress on yourself. You are only human. Does that mean that you shouldn't do what you're supposed to do? No, it does not. But it also means that sometimes we need to lick our wounds so that we can be better the next day. If you're sick, you're not going to get well if you don't rest. Okay. I don't care. Maybe you need medication or whatever, but I, you know, most people that I know, you know, resting is the worst thing you could ask somebody to do. I can't rest. I have to do this. I have to do that. Well, guess what? When your body decides that it's no longer going to function.
It's forced incarceration. That's why.
Right. But the thing is that, and meanwhile, you're still, you got the ankle monitor on and you're trying to see how far out you could get, right? So
right, of course.
This doesn't work. So your body is innately, like it knows innately, we need to shut down right now because we're not going to function. So you have to listen to your body talk to you, and you have to say, oh, okay, well, you know what? I think today I'm going to do as little as possible, and I will do that. I will stay in the quiet. I don't want to talk on the phone. I haven't put my TV or a radio on the entire morning so far.
What?
And like, yeah, I do quiet. I need fucking quiet.
You know,
because
you can't, what you need to,
I cannot, it's too much. And this is all part of it. We are overstimulated, and it's energy. And when you're talking on the phone, when you're, you know, especially when I do a show, when I work, I put everything I have into that. And I try to give all that energy so that whoever needs it will grab it and it will help them, but it depletes you at the end of it. So you must always, you have to, you know, if you use your phone and your phone has no battery, what do you got to do? You got to charge it, because if you don't charge the phone, it ain't turning on. So you have to remember that and think about that for yourself. When you are trying to focus, you need to recharge your battery, because it ain't working if you don't have it. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Right. And you have to figure out what works best for you. Like you said, I've learned when I was in my 20s and 30s and I was working, I don't understand how I was capable of getting so many things done in such a small amount of time when I worked all day long. By the way, just so you know, I was much more efficient when I was working.
Because you're in a different mode. That's why.
Right.
So and not to interrupt you, but those were all like not easily obtained, but the list of things pertain to you and your world. It pertain to you and your job and you and your world, not 57 other things.
No, I mean, even still, like paying the bills, cleaning the house. Like I, again, maybe it was just because I was in my 20s and 30s and now I'm in my 50s and I'm tired. But I was so much more efficient back then. And, you know, and obviously as time goes on and, you know, you get a little older, you know, we tend to forget things like, oh crap, you know, and forget. And I have realized I will literally sit on the couch the night before in the morning and be like, I got to do this. I have to call this person. I have to do that. I have to mail out this. I have to do this. I have to do this. Yep. I have to do that. And
it's overwhelming.
And if I don't finish it all in a day, okay, that's fine. But it gives me a point of reference to go back to, so that this way I don't sit back and say, crap, I totally forgot to do that. So, and I do, and I have a book, and I keep everything in the book, and then I cross it out and I write the date next to it when I completed it, so that if I ever have to go back and reference it, like, oh, I did that on such and such day, you know, and I pay my bills. I have an Excel spreadsheet and I put out the days that I pay the bills and I color code everything on my Excel spreadsheet. But, and that's the only way some that I feel satisfied, like, okay, I did it. Like, I know it's completed. Yeah. I did it. And I can put it behind me. And that's really one of the only things that helps me clear my mind.
I know. And you know that I am like the bipolar opposite of that. I'm like organized chaos. I'm like, wait a minute. I know I wrote that down on a piece of paper and underneath 37 other pieces. I'm like, oh, here it is. So I am so not that way. But you know what? Again, the topic today was, how do you focus when life gets crazy and in the way? So you have to find like your sweet spot. So like, you know, Danielle is a very, you know, like regimented person. And so, she, you know, she color codes and she does all that. And most of my friends are like that, I have to say. Like, the three ladies, three of the ladies that are the closest to me, you all have the exact same personality. And then one of my other, you know, BFFs, her and I have a similar personality where we're kind of more all over the place. But the three of you are lists and checks and balance and all of that. And it is really, you know, it's interesting, but that's how you guys stay on top of things. So you have to find what works for you and what will keep you focused. But the only thing that I do keep wanting to drill into people's heads is that you can't focus if you are all over the place, and you can't produce if you're setting yourself up for failure. If you have too much on your plate, you already can't breathe, and now you're not going to function properly. And you have to prioritize what is important in your day. So right. Although yes, life is important and you got to pay the bills, you got to do this, you got to do that, I get all of that, but at the end of the day, remember why you're doing it. You're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your family, you're doing it for your loved ones. So let's not neglect the reason why we do everything, because that should be your priority. Your priority should be making sure that you do say good morning to your best friend, to your children, to your spouse, your whatever, significant other, whatever. You know, the little things in life, taking that moment to say I love you, and you know, being there for those people and allowing them to be there for you. That is the most important thing, and that's what you have to focus on, because the bills are always going to be there. You know, the house is, you know, the cleanliness or the dirtiness of the house is always going to be there. But you know what? Tomorrow is not promised. So you must be in the moment, and you can't be in the moment when you have 27 things going on at once. So if there's something I can just, you know, convey, that would be it. And like, for instance, you're doing this call now. I know we need to end it because you have to go pick up your kid. And again, reminding everyone to prioritize. Those are the things that are important, because the truth of the matter is that whatever you have to do today, it's irrelevant whether it happens or not, because you're going to go pick up your son now. And if your son needs you, the house isn't getting cleaned, the laundry isn't getting done, dinner isn't getting cooked, and guess what? Everyone will survive.
You're right, Kat. You are right. You know, take the time. Yes. Crawl up on the couch and watch that terrible anime show with your children.
You know, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, you know, just spend time with them.
Stupid TikTok shit and all of that. If I heard more of Taylor Swift and football and oh my God.
My husband went to a Travis Scott concert with Dylan on Sunday. And my husband was like, oh my God, I don't want to go. And he winds up they had the most wonderful bonding moment. Like, oh my God, like I had such a good time with my son. I made such a great memory with my son. And I was so happy for him, you know, and I was so happy for him. You know, I sit here with my daughters this morning, 5:30 in the morning, Paige wakes me up, mommy, can you do my hair? And, you know, we've been trying to practice on doing hairstyles because, you know, she's a teenager now and she wants to do things. Yep. And those are my moments. You know, I tell her, yep. Can you try like not waiting till the last minute? Like, could you warn me? Like, Mom, could you get up in the morning to do my hair? Because right. Waking me at 5:30 and I'm oblivious. I'm not thinking hair.
Focus. You're not right. Focused.
You know, and it took me a hot yep. minute to try to like get those parts right because I was yep. not. I was not there with her at 5:30.
Focus. Yeah. But, well, you know, who is?
Those are the things, you know.
Those like, are the things. You know, absolutely. And believe me, my Sunday, just so you know, the plans were wrapped around the fact that my son had to play with your son and he had a time frame because he was going to the concert with his, I didn't know it was with his father, but he's like, well, Ma, I got to do this, this, and that. But Dylan's waiting for me. And I'm like, and so we had family come over because we hadn't seen them. And I said, well, you're going to have to get a time frame with Dylan and you know, you got to be with your family and then you got to do your chores. So whatever the case may be. So I tortured him and he was, you know, with the family for a little while and he kept looking at me and I said to him and I was like, okay, you can go up now. And he went upstairs. But again, priority, you need to be with your family because this is what it's all about, is the people that you, it's not about money. It's not about anything. Remember, time is the one thing you can never get back. You cannot ever buy back time. And if you're so focused on all the shit you got to get done in a day, you forget about the reason why you're doing all of those things in the first place. So we're going to leave you with that.
Yep, that's perfect.
Stay focused. Make a list. Check it twice. And if it gets done, it gets done. If it doesn't, tomorrow's another day, God willing. So, yeah. You know, just make sure to you know, try not to overwhelm yourself. Try to just take it as it comes. And if you can't, shut it down. Make sure all of those windows are shut down and you're concentrating on one thing at a time, because then you will become overwhelmed and that's how you get anxious. So let's like focus on all of that. I hope that Danielle, that your son feels better. I'm sure you'll give me an update. Thank you to everybody that tuned in to WTF with Karen and Danielle. We will see you guys again next Tuesday mm-hmm. at 11 a.m. And don't forget to like and follow so you know when we are live. So you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye, Karen.
Bye,
everybody. Bye-bye.